Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Welcome back, everyone, on another edition of the Soccer Show. Our thanks to Denny Menhold, First Interstate, and St. Vincent Healthcare. Dan McNally, the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, coming off a win at home over Jamestown, and ahead, important GNAC games, St. Martin's and Seattle Pacific for the new month of October, coming your way when we come back on the Soccer Show.
No, nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do.
The best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Denny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back on the Soccer Show. Our thanks to Clock Tower and Ortho Montana Sign Pro. Dan McNally, the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, and coach of Jamestown. You got some offense going, played real well, and tough game for the opponent on the COT, but maybe a little frustration taken out on the opponent that game with the 8-0 win?
Yeah, it was a fairly comfortable game. We just played very well. I mean, Jamestown's results before that game were decent. I mean, they weren't winning many games, but they were staying close with all the teams they played. But, you know, we had a long week last week. We had a very bad performance against Northwest Nazarene, and then we played well against Fort Lewis, who I think today are number three in the country, and we stayed close with them, and we could have got a tie at least out of that game. So when Jamestown came into town on Saturday, it was always going to be difficult for them because we were ready and we were looking forward to scoring some goals.
And talk a little about that that game. Where was that it where, you know, and is that, in any way, does that hurt, or was that a game at this point in the year that it was needed for the fellas and maybe even the coaches?
No, it was great. We had a really tough first eight games in terms of schedule. I mean, if you look at our schedule and who we've actually played and where they're ranked in their conference and where they're ranked in the country right now, we've played a tougher schedule as anybody in our region. And we came out of that, I think, with a lot of credit at 500. We did a good job, and now I think there's games on our schedule where we're looking to really win and get on a roll, and Jamestown was the first game, and we took care of them.
And that schedule, degree of difficulty, we have talked about it, purposely put together by you and the staff.
Yeah, definitely, because I think if we can go on a good run now and win some games, then at the end of the season that tough strength of schedule will come and back and help us, because that's what it's all about when it comes to committees at the end of the year. And we've played a very good schedule, and now we've got to just win some games to put ourselves in a position to achieve our goals.
And at this point, so we always like to ask the question, is like, you know, at this point in the season, as a coach, what do you direct the players and what do you work on at practice? Do you still try to put in more of a system for the younger guys? Or by this time, I guess, you've got a veteran group, enough of a veteran group, that knows what to expect from you at practice, at games, on and off the field, don't they?
Oh, of course. We're always trying to look to get better. But, I mean, we've planned well for this season, and now the guys know exactly what's expected of them. And practices now are just going over things we've been over a million times. You know, the guys know what we need to do, and it's just a case now of executing on the field.
Okay, we come back. St. Martin's and Seattle Pacific coming up already, as Coach mentioned, eight games into the year. It's cruising on by. We're into October, and important GNAC games coming up at the COT. And we'll be back to talk about them right after this on the Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Farmers Insurance, Rimrock Stages, and Perkins. Dan McNally, break it down. Coach, you never look at the records. GNAC always tough, it looks like, top to bottom. St. Martin's comes to town the October 2nd, 1:30, and Seattle Pacific on Saturday on October 4th following the ladies' game. First of all, we didn't address it with the other coach, but what do you think of those doubleheaders? I think it's kind of cool for the fans with the women playing the same day, same field, same place.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't really like it, to be honest with you. I want my team to play every game, the last game. And when we get lights, I'm going to want to play every game, every home game for us on the men's team. I want to play under lights at night. You know, we're getting good crowds, and I don't really like doubleheaders, to be honest with you. But something we have to do right now, but hopefully in the future we won't.
Because you're either you're going to have an early start, or that second game you don't know, do you, as far as the start time. And we talked about that a little bit over the weekend, where players and coaches like to stay in those routines, and I guess playing the back half of the doubleheader isn't always routine friendly.
No, because you get, sometimes you have to, if a game goes to overtime the first game, then you only get 20 minutes to warm up, and I don't like it at all, and hopefully we won't have to do it much in the future.
Okay, so let's break it down. We talked about it before the going on the air with St. Martin's, maybe a better team than its record.
Oh, without a doubt, St. Martin's is a good team. They've got good players, they've got a good coach, and it's going to be a tough game, but the bottom line is we have to win. That's it. They're a good team, but every team on our schedule is good. We have to win, and that's what we're going to do on Thursday.
Is there any GNAC team, and I think you've mentioned before, and all coaches, a lot of coaches do, you're kind of concerned about yourself. Is there a particular system from any team in the GNAC that you see causes more problems for you guys, or you look within your team and it's just all a matter of, you know you got a real good team and it's just a matter of getting it done?
Yeah, I'm never that concerned about what the other team does. I mean, I think every other team has got good players. They all play their system. But to me, it's about what we do right. So I don't really concern myself too much with, is their left back a good player, or do they play a certain system? You know, obviously you want to know a bit of information on the opposition, but it basically all comes down to what you do as a team. And we've got to make sure that we're ready to play, and we will be.
And what do you do on to get a win here against St. Martin's?
Like I just said, I think we have to pass the ball well. I think we've got to play at a high tempo. We've got to play with intensity. And in our first conference game against Northwest Nazarene, we didn't play with any intensity, and it was really strange, because every other game we've played in the last 25 games, we've played with fire and spirit and passion. And for whatever reason, that game we just came out really flat. And I don't think that's going to happen against St. Martin's. We're going to be ready to go.
Obviously, we talked about it, and the media brings it up. I bring it up, and you lose sleep over it. Are you a type of coach, Kenny, and the players? Do you, obviously, the season moves on, but we still talk about it. Do you forget about that, or, I guess, pull it out of your bag when you need to remind people?
No, I forget about the wins. The losses I always remember, you know, because that Northwest Nazarene game still annoys me. I still think about it all the time.
I
can accept losing when we play well and the other team just plays better than us. That's something you have to accept. But when you come out at a home game and play as badly as we did, I don't forget that, and I don't let the players forget it, and they'll be reminded about that game before we play St. Martin's.
Interesting. And what about, and hopefully for the players' sake, they play well and get it done on Thursday. And then Seattle Pacific, always known as a power in these parts, but beatable. You got a big win in your career and in the team's history in recent years. What about that game over the weekend after St. Martin's? Doesn't get any easier.
No, Seattle Pacific's a great program, and it's a very difficult game. They're a good team. They always will be. Our guys really look forward to playing Seattle Pacific. When I came here, people used to talk about Seattle Pacific as a team we'd never be able to beat, but we did that already. So now I'm looking to beat them again on Saturday, and I think if we play well, we'll beat them as well.
Talk about a program like that, and you're trying to build, you know, what have they done, or, you know, why does a team continue its success year after year? Because the play, you know, and the trends even kind of continue, even though coaches change, players change. I don't know, a lot of the trends or, you know, traditions of schools and teams don't change.
Well, Seattle Pacific built a history around their former coach, Cliff McGrath, who was a fantastic coach and who galvanized that entire city around soccer. And Seattle's a very good soccer city, a lot of it's to do with Cliff McGrath and the reputation and quality he built there. And once you've built a really good team and the word's out that you're a quality program, players want to play for you, people are interested in you. So for Seattle Pacific now, with the transition of coaches, it's up to the new coach to maintain the great tradition that Cliff McGrath built, which I think is a lot of pressure personally, but the coach at Seattle Pacific's a good coach, and I'm sure that's what he's going to try and do. But for us, we're starting from square one. We're starting from building this from scratch, from nothing, and I think we're going the right direction, but it takes time, years, to get to the point to where Seattle Pacific got to, but that's the goal, is to build a program that is successful every year.
All right, Coach, good luck. Got St. Martin's and St. Martin's, and as we look at the wrong schedule here, as we went over at St. Martin's and Seattle Pacific on the weekend at the COT, and the fans got to get out in huge games to support you guys. Good luck on the second and the fourth as we're into October already and down to into the second half of the season already.
Thank you.
All right, Dan McNally on the Soccer Show. We'll wrap it up on the Soccer Show.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back, everyone. Jackets get one last chance before hitting the road. St. Martin's on October 2nd, Seattle Pacific on the 4th, 1:30 and 3:30 respectively. The women also play those two days, so get out and watch some GNAC soccer with the Yellow Jackets with huge conference games as the men build on their season and the women try to get back on track on the Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.